Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is the volume 2025, episode number 15. And man, this is a special episode. We have special guests tonight, Mark Blumsteel, Waylon Hannell, and John Eason. Quarter Peep is drawn on to me here again. She's kept me around. I'm not really sure why. She has not locked the door, Mark. Our first up tonight. And we're promoting a special event. We've got a show coming up here May 10th in Saginaw, Michigan, at an absolutely outstanding venue, The Vault in Saginaw. It's on Florence Street. Absolutely incredible place. Mark has been there before. Mark is leading off the show. Welcome to this show, Mark. We appreciate having you here.
Thank you guys so much.
One of our absolute favorite people in this business. Mark has... joins us initially from the Netherlands. I think if you have been following Vehicle City Sound at all, you know we had Mark on early on in the development of the show, and he really did it up for us. We had an opportunity to talk with you in October when we were in at the Josie Awards in Nashville. Yeah. You've been busy. You've been all over the place. Tell us a little bit about what the last several months have been for you, Mark.
Oh my gosh, since we were at the Josie's, huh?
Yeah. Go back a little bit.
I know. Yeah, I remember I just returned from Texas. I won the Texas Sound Award, International Country Music Award over there. And then after that, the first of the year, I basically, in January, I released a new single, On My Way. The album On My Way came out in January, and I was in Europe. I played or headlined actually the biggest indoor country music festival over there, which
good
was
for you.
Amazing.
All right.
Yeah. And we did our own theater tour as well. And the best thing about that is we got that professionally filmed. And I don't know if you guys have seen any of that stuff.
We have seen a lot of those videos. They're floating around now. You can find them on your pages. We've seen them out on YouTube as well. Is that where it's best for folks to find these performances?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, YouTube and Facebook for sure. I mean, I think they're on Instagram as well. I mean, everything's connected now these days.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Yeah. And you got to stay on top of it. Man, it's tough.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the good part of it, that it's all connected, because I used to always forget to go on Instagram or Twitter or what it's called now, X. But now it all seems to be connected. So you post on one thing and it shows up on the other. I'm like, okay, good.
Yes. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about this show, Mark. You're going to be leading things off. You've got a band that is just phenomenal. And I know you do a lot of your own music, but you do some covers as well. And a lot of what we see on YouTube is kind of a mix of the two. Talk a little bit about what folks can anticipate seeing when you're there on the stage at The Vault.
It's going to be high energy, fun, just, you know, exciting and... just having fun with the crowd, and you know, for me, it's always about quality. So it's going to be good music, good songs, and just have a good time all together.
Well, and he does, folks. And if you haven't seen Mark yet, I highly encourage you, get on YouTube, get on any of the social media and find him. Once you hear him, you're going to absolutely fall in love with his music, his energy, his sound, the quality. It's just for us to have you kicking off this show. It's a dream. It's people are going to be going and going hard right off the bat.
That's the plan, isn't it?
It is. It is. You know, and you always deliver, sir.
Yeah. When they asked me to do it, I was like, yeah, I mean, of course it's The Vault. Let's do it. I mean, I've got a lot of friends there. And then after the fact, I realized you guys were involved. I had no idea.
Well, it's funny. And we told the story. You'll hear this a little later on in the interview with Waylon. You know, we met John. You were with us when we had our little meet and greet down there in Nashville last October. Yeah. And John had mentioned the fact that he'd never been to Michigan and he'd like to come up here and play. Well, then we find out he knows Waylon and you know them both. And we said, well, this would be a fantastic group to get together. And Chuck Razzio and the gang over there at The Vault are just phenomenal folks. Right. And for them to make this happen for us as well makes us happy. We know this is going to be an amazing show. And then you're coming back later on in the year as a headliner, correct?
I think so. We don't have a date yet for that. But, I mean, it's on the cards.
It's in the works.
It's in the works. Yeah. We've been talking about it for a while.
Folks are going to hear you on May 10th, and they're going to say, when can we come back?
Yes.
And there you go.
That's going to be it.
That's the plan.
Hey, we got one of your songs lined up, and we played this the first time around with you, Mark. Tell us a little bit about Barbed Wire.
Oh, Barbed Wire. A lot to talk about Barbed Wire. That was actually one of the first songs I ever recorded in Nashville. And the cool part about it is last year we did redid the vocals, basically, because the first time I was in Nashville, I was a lot younger. So I grew a lot over the years, got a lot better. So we just wanted to freshen things up. But the cool thing about that song is I remember I was in Nashville for the first time in the recording studio Treasure Isle, which is one of the oldest and most famous studios out there. So this lady comes in and looks like an old lady, cleaning lady, I thought. And then all of a sudden she goes into the main room and starts singing background vocals. And it's just, well, if you hear the song, it's phenomenal. And it turns out she was Elvis Presley's background singer.
Oh, my goodness. On your song. How great is that?
Yeah. I'm literally on one of my first recordings. And, I mean, I was lucky, and I've been still lucky. I mean, some of the session players have become, great friends, like Chris Leuchinger. He's in Garth Brooks' band right now and always played on every Garth Brooks record and every one of my records. You know, we've become great friends, and to be able to work with these people, it's just a dream.
Absolutely.
It really is.
Well, let's give this a quick listen, and knowing that there's a little Elvis Presley in this as well.
Oh, my gosh. No one has been able to emulate that,
There you
go. Jenny, my background vocalist, is fantastic, but I mean, oh, my gosh.
All righty. You're going to love this one, folks. Barbed Wire from Mark Blumsteel.
That cantina wall, she had a shot of tequila and rolled up resist all y'all. Sitting on top of her rusty brown hair, I was there well aware. One look, she had me hooked like barbed wire, all caught in it. Tore up good, wouldn't tame a minute of a wildfire starting in my heart. A real bomb burner wrapped around my arm. Said, well, live fast in a slow Texas draw. Has me jumping off the fence into a free fall, y'all. A country mile past all I'd ever seen. Long and lean ripped jeans roll me right on up like barbed wire. All cold in it, tore up good. Wouldn't tame a minute of a wildfire. Started in my heart, a real bomb burner. Cutting me no slack. I think I kinda like that. She's stretching my mind like barbed wire. Barbed wire, all cold in it. Tore up good.
Wildfire, starting in my heart, a real bomb burner. Yeah, that's the energy that Mark Blumsteel brings. And we heard her there at the end.
Yeah, not bad for a cleaning lady, huh?
Hey, Quarter Peep, where can folks get the tickets?
Oh, yes. They're going to be at the Vault Center.
The Vault.
EventCenter.com. Yes.
You got it.
The Vault EventCenter.com right now. If you buy them now, they're only $20. Otherwise, they're $25 at the door. So save yourself $5 and get a beer.
Yeah, that's right. There you go. That works. I like your logic. That would be beer math.
I know. I should be beer man. I have to make sure that people drink the beers, right? Don't be surprised if we start a night off with that song, Barbed Wire.
All right. I like that. We got a little preview already. No, that will be incredible. Mark, we are looking forward to seeing you there at the Vault on May 10th. This is going to be a great show. We're looking forward to seeing you again back in Saginaw later on in the year, optimistically. We got to get you back on the show.
Yeah, I think we're doing another show, I think, at Diesel Concert Lodge the day before as well.
All right. Fantastic.
Yeah.
We got to get you back here. We got to talk a little more than this 10, 12 minutes.
Well, sure.
All right.
For it. I mean, we're doing a lot of cool stuff. I'm actually, I started producing my own artist at the recording studio in Nashville. So that's the new venture I'm doing, which is pretty amazing. I mean, I came there as a singer and now I'm producing as well. So
good for you.
Yeah,
good for awesome. So folks, he can bring it on stage. He can get you sounding good off stage. So this is a great thing. This man has many talents.
And then the Elvis lady might be optional.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I have no idea how old she is now. But it's just, like I said, it was phenomenal what I saw. And then it was such a shock. I was like, what the heck's going on here? But, look her up. Kim Morrison. She's amazing.
All right.
Really sweet.
Mark, you are as well. And we are looking forward to seeing you on May 10th at the Vault. We appreciate you joining us here this evening.
Can't wait. See you guys there.
All right. Hey, stay tuned. After this message, we're going to come back with Waylon Hannell. Y'all take care.
Hey, VCS listeners, you know I like bling. Well, I've come across a new product I know you're going to love as much as I do. It's Katie Waltman Jewelry, and these elegant, handcrafted pieces range from stackable rings and gold-filled bracelets to personalized charm necklaces. They've been featured in Elle, InStyle, Oprah.com, and worn by celebrities like Molly Sims and Quarter Peep. I encourage you to get online and check out the entire offering at katiewaltman.com. What's more, because you listen to the Vehicle City Sound podcast, I've arranged a 20% discount on your whole order. Just enter the discount code VCS at checkout. This offer runs through July 31st, 2025, so check it out soon. katiewaltman.com and use the discount code VCS.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast, and as you can see, we have somebody new on the screen here, for those of you that are watching on YouTube. Waylon Hannell is joining us. Waylon,
what's going on, brother?
Good to see you, buddy.
You too, man.
Tons going on, man. You've been a busy boy.
Yeah, I've, like we were just talking about a little earlier, I had some vehicle troubles today, but I'm ready to talk music and get into it.
All right. We'll get your mind on a little something different now.
Exactly.
So you've been back and forth from Nashville here quite a bit these last several weeks, recording mm-hmm. some new music. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, man. So I went down, I believe it was about a week ago. I was down there, left on Sunday and recorded in the studio 2 days, Monday and Tuesday of last week. And what a boatload of fun, man. The studio that I go to now, Dark Horse Recording Studios over in Franklin, Tennessee, just southeast of town, or southwest, excuse me. And dude, what a great facility, man. Robin, the owner out there, big shout out to him for allowing somebody like me into his studio, man. It's just, it's so much fun out there. It's set back in the woods off the highway a little ways. And it's just, it's a cool vibe, man. You walk in there and, there's trails walking around, and it's pretty cool, man. Good sound out there too.
I gotta pull a little issue with you there, because you said somebody like me, you're rocking it right now, buddy. You've got a couple of songs on the Independent Country Top 100. You've got a new one that we're going to play here in a little bit, Keith Whitley Blue. Tell us a little bit about that song.
Yeah, so Keith Whitley Blue, man, that song was written by a good friend of mine named Billy Don Burns. And me and Billy, we did a show up in Michigan in Bay City, not too far from where I live. At a place called Castaways. My buddy Matt Beaver is the owner up there. And he said, hey, man, and this was probably a year prior from me and Billy playing that show. He goes, dude, I have this guy. We're good buddies. His name is Billy Don Burns. If you can ever get the chance to play with him, you need to do it. I'm like, yeah, man, that sounds good. And I never really talked to him after that besides shows. And one day he called me. He's like, dude, do you remember that guy Billy I was talking about? Like, yeah. Dude, he's coming in. I'm like, oh my God, who do you have for an opener? He goes, you. Perfect, dude. Perfect. So it ended up being a great show. And we played up there, got to meet him. And it was a lot of fun, man. And he ended up reaching out saying, if you have a song that you would like to cut from me, just look around and see what one you want. And that was the second song that I cut from Billy.
All right.
And I recorded that song at Dark Horse in Franklin.
Well, we enjoyed it very much. And our fans are going to enjoy it here shortly when we play the song. So we're looking forward to that. But we've got to kind of go back in time a little bit here and talk about what's happening with this concert. Now, what we're promoting here right now is the show at the Vault. This is going to be on Saturday, May 10th. 7 o'clock start. We've got Mark Blumsteel, who we just spoke with, who's going to be opening up. You're kind of the meat in the sandwich here. You're number two on the stage. First time at the Vault, from what we understand. So this will be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. But the way this all came about, so our good friend who we're going to be talking with here in just a few minutes, John Eason, took Quarter Peep and I around Nashville last October when we were there for the Josie Awards. Taken us to all these bars, and we ended up at Doc Holliday's, which is on 2nd Avenue North, so it's off of Broadway. Great little place. We just loved it. And we're walking in, and lo and behold, and I hope all our fans can see this, the window, just outside the main door, we found that sticker. And I looked at John and I said, Waylon Handel, that's our dude. We know Waylon. He's Michigan, man. And he said, well, I know Waylon. And earlier in the night, so we're going to back up a little further. Earlier in the night, John had said to us, I really want to come up to Michigan and play. So the wheels with C. Willie started turning when he said, I know Waylon. And we said, well, let's get the two of you together. Let's put a show together. And here we are looking at May 10th at the Vault, 7 p.m. Tickets are $20 in advance, $25 at the door, and you can get them by going to the vaulteventcenter.com. Mm-hmm. Waylon will be playing the song, I'm sure, Keith Whitley Blue.
100%.
All right, so we're going to listen to that in a few minutes. But tell us a little bit about you. You know, I know you've been super busy with your playing and what you've been doing lately. We've been seeing you all over the place. Got the band now, so things are happening with that. This song, as you mentioned, how this all came about, but man, you're writing. There's so much going on. What's the summer looking like for you?
Very busy, very busy. And I know it's very it's pretty cool to be able to, you know, schedule your shows, and that's all cool, fine and dandy. But after that whole year of playing, you look at it and go, oh my gosh, where did all that time go?
Yeah,
you know, you're just looking at all these places that you played and. Sometimes it just starts blending together after a while. But this summer in particular, it's going to be a lot of full band shows this summer, a lot of duos with me and my steel player. The biggest one that I'm looking forward to, May 10th at the Vault in Saginaw, Michigan. And but later in the summer, in August, I believe it's the middle of August, I'm going to have the chance to open for John Michael Montgomery.
Oh, that'll be great. Mm-hmm. Yep, Where's that going to be?
It's going to be up in Petoskey at the Emmett Charlevoix County Fair.
Okay. You're a veteran of that place.
Oh, yeah. This will be the second time I've ever played there. The first time was last year, and I got to open for Trace Adkins.
And what a blast that must have been, too.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, Trace Adkins, to me, you know, I don't know, and this just might be my opinion, after so long as somebody singing, and it comes with age too, sometimes your voice starts to deteriorate. It's like your body after working for 30 years, you know, you can't do some stuff like you've done in the past. Trace sounds like he is in 1993 singing Every Light in the House is On. I'm not joking. Yeah. It's just he's right there in the zone. And it was a pleasure opening for him. And I can't wait to tell you guys this next year about John Michael Montgomery.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing it.
Yeah, man.
Hey, why don't we get to Keith Whitley Blue? This is relatively new. You've just released it not too long ago, correct?
No, not long ago at all.
All right. Let's give it a listen. This is our man, Waylon Hanel.
Jack Daniel's whiskey, Camel cigarettes. They can't hurt my body no more than they did when she left. Kinda figured out that things ain't never gonna be alright. What killed them country singers, man, been stalking me tonight. When I turn up the fire, pass out on the floor, I wake up with my boots on and I'm ready for some more. I'd like to put lies to brakes on, babe, there ain't nothing I can do. You see, I'm Hank Williams lonesome and I'm Keith Whitley Blue.
Yes, sir.
Man, I love that song.
Yes, sir.
That, I don't want to be biased to myself, but
man, I you love need that to song. Be. You need to be, buddy. And this is what folks are going to have to look forward to on May 10th at the Vault in Saginaw, Michigan. This is good time, old time, real country music. And all three of the performers we have on stage, Mark Blumsteel, Waylon, John Eason, this is real country. And you're going to enjoy it. It's going to be a phenomenal show. Phenomenal show. So I got to hold you to something, though, Waylon.
Okay, what is it?
I don't know if you remember. No, over my shoulder, I think folks can see this that are watching.
Oh, yeah. Look at that, man.
We were there with you for the debut of Black Grape Radio. And we talked briefly, and you're being, and I know how it is, you know, we see what happens at the show. You're being pulled in 10 different directions every second, and you stop by us and you say, hey, we got to do a shot. And we never got a chance to do a shot because you had to keep moving.
Yeah.
So when we're at the Vault on May 10th, we're having a shot.
You got it.
All right.
Consider it already done.
It is. Well, I need a driver.
Me too, man. We're two peas in a pod, man.
There you go. There you go, boss. Hey, thank you so much for this. Yeah. We're looking forward to the show on May 10th. We're looking forward to hearing Keith Whitley Blue and all of your hits. It's going to be a blast.
It's going to be real a lot quick, of fun. I can't wait to see you guys there, too.
And real quick, how can fans find you?
So if you don't mind, if you go to my Facebook page, Waylon Hanel Music, and my name is W-A-Y-L-O-N Hanel, H-A-N-E-L. Music after those two words. And you can find me right there on Facebook. I'm on TikTok, Instagram, in all the streaming platforms. Wherever you listen to music, I will be there. You know, YouTube, Pandora, Spotify, Apple Music, all that kind of stuff. And yeah, you know, if you guys like real traditional country music, maybe give me a listen. And I don't think that you will regret it.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Waylon, thanks a lot. We're looking forward to seeing you on May 10th.
I can't wait to see you guys there too, brother.
All righty. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with John Eason. All of us at Vehicle City Sound are excited to be partnering with the Vault Concert Venue in Saginaw, Michigan for what's sure to be an instant classic. Three big stars, one stage, an amazing time for all. Saturday, May 10th at 7 p.m., Mark Blumsteel leads things off. His powerful voice and amazing range will have you wanting more. Then it's Waylon Hanel. He scored some great top 100 hits on the independent country music charts with Lighten That Load and Blackberry Brandy, and his latest, Keith Whitley Blue, is already another hit. Finally, making the trip north from Nashville, it's John Eason, a veteran, a patriot, and an absolute star on stage. You'll love John's southern style and charm, and his songs, well, they're nothing short of next level. So be sure to join us at the Vault in Saginaw, Saturday, May 10th at 7 p.m. Blumsteel, Hanel, and Eason, it'll be epic. Tickets are just $20 in advance and $25 the day of the show, and they're available online at thevaulteventcenter.com. All right, welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is our special concert edition, and as was the case the first time we had this gentleman on the show, the cool factor has risen by at least 10 points. John Eason is joining us right now. John, welcome back.
Thanks. I'm glad to be back.
Well, and the headliner for this show, we are really fired up to welcome you to Michigan. Is this your first time in Michigan?
I believe it is.
All right.
Yeah, I'm super excited for the show to get to play with Mark and Waylon. I'm really excited for the show and to come up to Michigan and play with you guys.
Well, we're looking forward to having you. And a little background, there are a couple of things that folks need to know about John. First of all, he is Nashville's leading tour guide. He took us around, showed us places. Oh, man, we had such a blast with you last October while we were down there, and we thank you for that. We're coming back, so we think we need to do round two.
Heck yeah, I'm down. Sign me up.
You've got some new folks, some new faces around you with your band. Tell us a little bit about some of the evolution as you're getting ready to come back up here.
Sure. Well, you know, I've always wanted to do the full band project, and I always admire bands like the Allman Brothers and Lynyrd Skynyrd. And it was really this brotherhood of guys that were just working on music together. And it wasn't about being commercial or selling songs. I mean, of course, that's great, but like they were working together and really making something out of these that they might not have been if they weren't there together. So I always wanted that experience. And so my guitar player and me, we started putting a band together about 6 months ago. We just got our name set. That took a while to figure out. Ramblin' Sons. And so, yeah, we're working on a 10-song album this year. Hoping to do a vinyl release on that and just trying to get some shows and start getting the band out there.
Super. And you had a big show last night. Now, this is going to be a couple of weeks into the future when this show actually broadcasts. But you had a big show last night, first time having the whole group together?
So we've played a couple, like, practice gigs at Kimbrough's, but they were never officially Ramblin' Sons gigs. They were just trying to get out and make sure we had good chemistry. So last night was the debut of Ramblin' Sons, and we definitely smoked it.
Not good. That's good to hear. I would expect nothing less.
It's just magical when you get up there, you know.
So
members are in this band. I mean, you have two bass players, you have one.
So we have two guitar players that are lead players, okay. Myself, a bass player, and a drummer. But eventually, we're probably going to add a couple more. I definitely want a keyboard player. Might have some background singers eventually. We just want a really big, cool band, you know.
Well, and what can folks expect here on May 10th? What when John Eason takes the stage, what are we going to be hearing?
You know, I'm going to do some storytelling like I always do, but you know, we're gonna have some new music that nobody's ever heard before. So we're really excited about that. And we got a couple cool Southern rock covers that we're going to throw in there, but I'm not going to tell you which ones. But I think it's going to be a lot of energy, and we're just going to have a good damn time. So,
well, I tell you, and I got to cue up Quarter Peep on this because I know there's a request. I don't know. And John, it's a family show. I can't really say what happens, but you've got one song out there. Well, Quarter Peep, you go ahead and tell the story.
I love your version of Purple Rain.
Ah.
I'm just saying, like, it's game on.
Well, that wasn't on the set list. But it might have to be. I mean, is the venue going to get mad if we go a little longer?
Oh, no.
I doubt.
No. Oh, no.
I do love doing that song. I've loved that since the first time I covered it. So.
Oh, it's so good. And those who are listening, you have to check it out. Go on YouTube, John Easton, Purple Rain. It's amazing. And it's just like, oh.
Yeah, people never expect me to do that song. I'm like, hey, I got a surprise for you.
Well, and, you know, it's funny. I think that's exactly what we said the first time we heard it. We said, oh, what's he doing? And man, it blows you away. But that gives you an idea, folks, of the range, the depth of John. Mm-hmm. He can cover Purple Rain and blow it out of the water, and yet he goes back to his blues and his gospel bass, and you're going to hear nothing like this. I'm just, John, I'm so excited to hear it.
I'm definitely pumped, and I'll tell you, too, with the band, because we have so many influences among us, it kind of amazes me how our influences come out in the songs as we work together, because we've got one song that's very Red Dirt Country, and then one of the other songs we did last night kind of sounds like the Eagles. There's another one kind of sounds like, you know, bluesy Stapleton stuff, and then another one sounds like the Allman Brothers. And we just have that little vibe from everybody going in there with it, and it's just super cool.
People are going to appreciate what they're hearing here. We've been talking about this show being epic. It's going to be epic. We know that's going to be the thing.
We're bringing all the energy, and the closing song that we want to do is a hell of a closer.
All right. Well, we don't want to get to that yet.
No, not yet. We're keeping that secret. You got to come to the show.
That's right.
To hear it. And there you go. I'm telling you, it is a banger.
Okay. Well, hey, I would be remiss if I didn't mention the organization that you are involved in, that you head up. And I'd really like to hear a little bit about Songs for Heroes and what you're doing. Sure. Can you give us a little bit of background on that? I want people to understand there's a lot more to John Eason than what you're hearing with the music. Tell us a little bit about Songs for Heroes.
Well, you know, the short version of it is music's what saved my life. And it meant so much to me, you know, and I wanted to be able to share that with other brothers and sisters from the military. So we got to start this organization, and it's just been such a blessing getting to go and do those shows and write with people. And we've got a lot of great people getting involved with us. We're doing our first concert with Freedom Jam, which is another charity that we absorbed. And it's a big benefit concert. So we're going to have an all-vet lineup, I believe, and we're going to be doing that here towards the end of the year. So super excited about getting those going and how everything is growing. But yeah, it's just something to try and touch people's lives and let them know that somebody out there understands what they're going through. And you can talk to people. And people open up to us so much in these things. And they don't talk to other people. You know, there's just something about that room and sitting there putting the music to stuff that just brings it out in people.
And you're basically telling other vets stories through these songs.
Yeah, definitely.
What an amazing concept, and I got to believe very, very rewarding.
You know, I've had the writers come and tell me, they're like, I don't even see the world in the same way after this.
Yeah.
And we've had the people that we wrote with, there's one gentleman, everybody around him before, he's like, he's just sullen and angry all the time. And all of a sudden, he's like a new person. He was happy. He had let go of some of that stuff he was holding on to. And yeah, it does. And that's the big point of it. I mean, music just on its own, writing stories and doing things like that, even as a breakup song, could touch somebody's heart and let them know that you went through it too. They're not alone. And so when you take this veteran stuff and first responders and everything, you know, it's just, it takes it to a whole nother level.
Music is pretty amazing. Yeah. It's amazing what it can do. And we compliment you. Of course, Quarter Peep is a Marine. So the military means an awful lot in this household. And what you're doing is incredible. And we respect you. We thank you for all you've done. And certainly being able to touch the lives of other folks that have experienced the same thing you have and help them heal in this way. It's fantastic, John. And we appreciate what you're doing.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the music, too.
Okay.
So we've got a song queued up. That we played on our show with you the first time we talked to you. And tell us a little bit about Got My Own Boots.
You know, I love blues. And we were kind of sitting around working on something that day. And I was like, I really wanted to write a song about where I come from. And then there was one of these things that always pisses me off. And it came to my mind is people be like, well, you're no Waylon Jennings or you're no Merle Haggard or, you know, just tell, pretty much just trying to shit on you, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I hate that. I'm like, I'm not trying to be them. Like, I love those guys, but I'm not trying to be them. So we kind of poured a love of all these great artists into that song with the message of, you know, I'm not trying to fill their shoes. I got my own boots. So
that's me. This is my sound.
Yeah, exactly.
And folks, this is what you're going to hear on May 10th at the Vault in Saginaw. Yep. This is the sound. This is the man. This is John Eason. Got My Own Boots.
My daddy told me blues is like gospel. Picking the truth out, finding your way. Baptize my soul in those muddy waters. Led me to reefer, a killing cocaine. Well, I laid my head down to that moon arising. The sky was a crying. Fell asleep out of the darkness. The wolf came a calling. The smokestack of lightning and gave it to me. But people keep saying you can't feel their shoes. Hell no!
Yes, sir. Just a little bit of a taste of what you're going to hear from John Eason on the stage at the Vault on May 10th. That is Got My Own Boots, John. That is a killer song. Love that.
Thank you, brother. My favorite part about the song is getting a howl in it, like howling.
We like that, too. Kind of reminded me, Quarter Peep, you lost a boot at the last music festival you were at. That's a whole nother story. Whole nother story.
We're going to change it up to I Got One Boot.
I think that would be appropriate.
Well, it technically ended well. I did find the other boot.
We did find the boot.
Oh, okay.
But that was devastated.
Long story. We'll get into it over a bottle of bourbon some night.
Now we're talking.
All right. John, we're looking forward to this show for everybody that's in the area. Saturday, May 10th, doors at 6. Starts at 7. It's Mark Blumsteel leading it off. Waylon Hannell is the meat in the sandwich, so to speak. And our man, John Eason, is going to be the headliner. We cannot wait to be hearing from him. This is going to be an epic show. Tickets are $20 in advance, $25 the day of the show. You can get those tickets online at thevaulteventcenter.com. Thevaulteventcenter.com. It is an incredible venue. We're very proud of that. Those of us that are here in Eastern Michigan, Saginaw has done some great things. And John, I know you're going to love playing there. They really take care of everybody. It's going to be fun. And man, just cannot wait to see you up here, buddy.
We're super excited. In fact, my bass player's from Detroit.
All right.
And he's lived a lot in Michigan, so he's going to have some folks he knows coming up there for the show. So
terrific.
We're definitely excited for, you know, being in his home state and really getting to do something.
Bit of a homecoming. And you've got something coming up at the end of the month, too. Just saw on your site you're going to be playing in Illinois as well, so our folks in Illinois can come see you.
Yeah, we've got two shows for a barbecue competition. We're coming out to play. I've gotten, I won't say lucky, I've been blessed with some great people that believe in me, and they're getting me involved in a lot of these veteran-sponsored barbecue competitions and things, and I'm just thankful to have the gigs and get to play for people.
So go take a look at John Eason Music online. You'll find out where all that's happening, and we're excited you're going to be here, buddy. I'm really looking forward to this.
Me too.
All right, folks. Well, thank you for everybody that joined us. Mark Blumsteel, Waylon Hannell, and John Eason. They're all going to be here Saturday, May 10th, The Vault in Saginaw, Michigan. Go get your tickets online, thevaulteventcenter.com. And hey, John, we're going to have some fun.
Oh, yeah.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your support. And be good.